You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events. At the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Bridge Street Theater.
You can go there with your family, and you can meet new friends in the library. When you're at the library, you can read lots of books, and you can find any book. There are lots of Dog Man books, which are my favorite books of all. When I go to the library, I read them. And that's why I like the library.
I'm also on a radio show at the library, and there was also a video making workshop that I did, and I did some animation, and I made a lot of new friends.
Those holiday jingle bells, oh, those happy jingle bells. I love those jingle bells. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow,
doodle,
in a one-horse open sleigh.
Today,
o'er the fields we go,
doodle,
laughing all the way.
Today, bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G. Holiday jingle bells, oh, those happy jingle bells. I love those jingle bells all the way.
Jingle bells. That was Mr. Frank Sinatra, the late, and they say the great. Frank Sinatra, and hearing all the Christmas music, had to get him in there. One of the classics of the season. And who doesn't? Well, I guess there are some people who don't, but most of us like to hear those jingle bells. And so we made it. We're in December, the month where the bells will be ringing and the mistletoe will be hung and the garland and all the trimmings will be out. Lights everywhere and the Christmas music. Well, we've got the Christmas music too. Music with the message for the heart and the mind and the soul. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And we are here, WGXC 90.7 FM, where there is a bright side. There is a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. Not here alone and by myself. Oh, no. here with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. Brother Randall, how are you today?
I am very well, and I hope our Bright Side listeners are very well, too. I'm just a little tired from the great winter walk here in Hudson yesterday. I was working in one of the booths and helping out at the medical leave for the Ukraine booth, and it was a long day, but it was a great day, and it was a very, very nice event as usual.
I know. I heard the streets were packed and crowded. The weather was nice for this time of year, and I'm just so excited. I was telling somebody, you know, 20 years ago, I'd have been out there with my J-I-N-G-L-E bells on, but now I leave that to the younger folks. That's terrible, isn't it? But no, I got bogged down in some stuff, and before I knew it, the thing was over. But I'm glad to hear that it went so well. And that's just the beginning, beloveds. There are activities, celebrations all the month long. We have officially landed into December. This is Advent season, where Judeo-Christians and particularly the Protestant and Catholic traditions, you know, prepare our hearts and minds for the arrival of the Son of God, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this is a season of preparation for the celebration, the commemoration of the love of God coming into the world and manifesting itself in human form from the womb to the tomb, to be experiencing life as we do, and to be our intercessor, mediator, advocate, and high priest with God up in heaven. So, Lord, I thank you for the celebration of the birth of Christ. We have Hanukkah and the celebration of how God let the light keep shining. The oil should have run out, but it didn't. Hallelujah. And so Hanukkah starts on this week. Praise the Lord. And we also have, hallelujah, Kwanzaa coming in this month. So we just thank God. It's a joyous month, a celebratory month. And one of the stories I love is about a World War I or World War II. I can't remember which war it was, forgive me. But the soldiers did a ceasefire on Christmas Day. And I think it was the Germans and the Americans on the fields. And they were singing Christmas songs. Come on here, somebody, in their respective languages. Oh my God, isn't that amazing? They were able to stop fighting, to celebrate Christmas, and to acknowledge the birth of the Lord in that way. So that's what we're here to do today. We're here to acknowledge the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're here to share the joyous music sounds of the season and to bring you the music that ministers to the heart, the mind, and the soul. We have a lineup for you today. Mary, Did You Know by Sister Helen Baylor. Christmas Is by Percy Faith. Oh, Come, Emmanuel by Four Kings and Country. Oh, Holy Night by Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Oh, Come, All Ye Faithful with Pentatonix. Pentatonix is an a cappella group, beloved, and you would think they had orchestration. Oh, I love their music. Do They Know It's Christmas by Band Aid 30. Hark the Herald Angels, Mariah Carey. You Are Holy, Prince of Peace, Matthew Smith. After that, beloved, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today, the first Sunday in the month of December, the month of celebration in our nation. Here we go. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Mary, Did You Know?
Come to make you new. till the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Rejoice, 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 Emmanuel.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York, and beyond, WGXC.org, online all the time. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, with the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. We bring the music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. So come, all you faithful. We got more music for you. Yes, we do. And I'll be back after that with my spiritual social commentary for today.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread our smile.
Fill your arms around the world at Christmas time.
But say a prayer and pray for the other ones at Christmas time.
Chimes of doom. Well, tonight we'll reach in out and touch.
You are worthy.
You are
I will bow down before him, worship and adore him. Lord have mercy, beloveds. You know, some of the breakthroughs that I have had have come in times when not only was I on my knees, but I was on my face before the Lord. It's called being prostrate before the Lord. And it was done by the prophets of old and the believers in God through the ages. And so when we say bow down before him, sometimes things are so hard, you just got to go as low as you can go. And I will bow down before him. Yes, I will. Hey, beloved. So here we are. We're in Advent season. We are approaching Christmas time. And, you know, a lot of things are going on. A lot of things are going on in us, around us, to us, you know. And I was reading an article the other day, and it was an article was somewhat titled Why Christmas Music Stresses Out Some People, or something to that effect. And the psychologist who wrote that article presented some tips to help people who just get stressed out and upset by Christmas music. Now, I know that's not anybody listening to me now, because you would have changed the dial. Matter of fact, I believe that you are being blessed by the music you're hearing today. But for those that you may know, or maybe sometimes when, you know, that has happened in your life, the psychologist says that it's because the Christmas music brings back an association of something that was unpleasant, something that was painful, a bad experience. And so if we recognize that this is what is stirring up these unpleasant emotions within us, and that they're associated with a memory, and realize that that memory is going to pass when the music stops playing, when we move into another location, you know, remove ourselves from that stimulus, then we'll be okay again. So if we can just say, you know, this is going to pass, so to speak, then it helps not to get stressed out or depressed by Christmas music. Psychologist also says that if you want to do something more proactive, you can put on headphones or earbuds when you're walking in public places, and you know that this time of year, the Christmas music will be all around us. I want to add another tip to it, and that is the tip that I'm sure those who are listening, you, my friends, would agree. Remembering what Christmas is really about. All right? You know, we live in this fast-paced whirlwind of a world with things changing and times changing, the economy changing. We have, you know, technological advances that are changing the way we live and work and do what we do. We have alternative artificial intelligence that is coming, and they say going to be doing some of the stuff that we're used to do and doing it differently, and even some regards, they say, doing it better. You know, we have cryptocurrency. Our world is changing quickly, and it's even hard to keep up, especially people of the non-technological age, right? The changing in technology happens so quickly every year. There are new apps and new add-ons, et cetera, and so forth. But one thing remains constant, and that is Christmas, beloved. One thing that remains constant is the message that God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son. That is the real meaning behind Christmas, that God loved us so much that he came down to see about us. And the word of God tells us that he is God with us, Emmanuel. That's the translation for Emmanuel, beloved, that he is not against us. He is for us. God is with us. Amen, somebody. And so, beloved, hallelujah, the songs, O come, Emmanuel. Well, Emmanuel has come, is coming again, and he comes and makes himself known and makes himself real for everybody who will believe him and will trust that his word is true, that he did come and he did die and he did rise again and he is coming again. And what are the implications for us? What are the promises given to us associated with his coming? His burial, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, and his return. Good news, beloved. The story tells us that it's good news. In Isaiah 7 and 14, it says, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel." And I remember a time when I was kind of skeptical about that, you know, but as I began to understand how God moves miraculously and the miracles of creation, the miracles of the ages, why couldn't that have happened? Well, now we know that it is possible that man has come up with a way. Amen. In vitro fertilization. Amen. Hallelujah. Where, you know, a virgin can conceive and bear a child. Well, if we could catch up to that and implant, you know, that life-giving substance into the egg of a woman's womb, then how much more could God the Almighty do it, beloved? Amen. We're living in a time where so much of the biblical stories, so much of the biblical history is being revealed to us as truth. Hallelujah. Well, the truth is, beloved, that the real meaning behind Christmas is not wrapped up in a gift and under a tree. It is not, you know, the fine outfits and getting the perfect gift for the one we love and the perfect outfit for the occasions we're going to attend, or, you know, making the perfect Christmas dinner or having the perfect Christmas decorations. The only perfect thing about Christmas is that the Christ was born. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, beloved, as we remember the real meaning of Christmas, that he came and he gives new life to those who believe in Jesus Christ. He says, old things get passed away and things become new. Oh my God, beloved, the things that Christ in the life of a believer will do, a follower of the Lord Jesus, how he can take a mess and turn it into a miracle, take our pain and turn it into power. The things that Christ does, hallelujah. So excited about Christmas. So excited that it is the evidence of the love of God. What else could he do? He gave us his only begotten son. This is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist, and I'm saying yes to the Christmas music. Let the music play. I'm saying yes, Jesus Christ was born, and we're celebrating him on Christmas Day. And then guess what, beloved? Not just on Christmas Day. We get to celebrate every day. Yes, there are evil things going on and evil forces that get into the hearts and minds of people and cause them to do evil things. But when you turn the word evil around, it says live. The word of God tells us, look and live, look and live. Look to Jesus now and live. Well, that's actually the song, the lyrics of the song that we sing, but it's still the message of Jesus Christ. He says, whoever believes in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Look to Jesus, beloved, and live. You get in the blues, look up, look to Jesus and live. The Christmas music tells the story of the Christmas message, God's love for the world. Yes, beloved. And guess what? We still got more music for you. Yes, we do. We have music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And coming up is Christmas Day by Chris Tomlin and the Kingdom. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Brother Johnny Mathis. After that, I'll come back with my closing comment and a prayer. Enjoy. Let the music play.
beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dazzle will talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Christmas,
Christmas,
Christmas, Christmas.
Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Matthew 1:23. God says something more than once. He mean it, beloved. He means it. And so thank you, Lord, for being with us. Thank you, God, for the reminder that you are in it with us. You are working on us and working for us, and you are fighting for us too. We thank you, God, for the blessing of the gift of Jesus and the season. Hallelujah. The reason for the season. We love you and we thank you now and forever. Let everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, receive and be blessed. And we give you thanks now and forever. Amen. In Jesus' name I say, amen. Beloved, I want to wish all you December babies a happy birthday. And listen, for you who are born on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, even the day after, you know, I get it. I have a grandson. I have 3 family members in that situation. And my grandson, oldest grandson, one of them. But you know what? It might be a little tough to, you know, be celebrating your birthday along with the birth of the Christ. But look at how special and blessed you are. You get to share that esteem. So I want you to look for the reason for the season and enjoy. Want to wish the candle lighting, the menorah lighting celebration on this Saturday at the 7th Street Park at 4:30. Much blessing and success. Amen, beloved. We got to stop hating on one another. How can we hate when God so loved the world, right? Amen. The menorah lighting. Our prayers are with you. I may be not able to attend. I might be out of town, but my heart will be with you and my thoughts and my prayers as well. Remember, beloved, no matter how gray the day, how dark the sky, how heavy the clouds and low they may hang, the sun is still there. The sun is still here. The sun still shines. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. God loves you and God will have you. Hold on and don't let go. All right, beloved, we got one more song, the Christmas song, Nat King Cole, and just a few bars of that. Amen. Uh-oh, my audio engineer is looking at me. Okay, we got it. Yes.